K99.1 FM, 7:30, second date update.
All right, listen up.
Hi, this is Ashley.
It's Ashley Fry.
Well, good morning, Ashley.
Good morning.
What's going on?
So I went on a great date last week.
Oh, tell us about it.
We went to Jeet India restaurant.
Yum.
Oh, my God. I haven't been in a long time.
So good.
Oh,
Number one, awesome that you have a guy that likes Jeet India.
Right,
I think that's great.
Sure.
Right? Yeah, that's what I thought, too. And, I thought the whole date was amazing, but it got a little awkward there at the end. And I'm not sure why. Like, I met him at the gym, and I haven't seen him at the gym since. And I've been calling and messaging him and stuff, and he's not responding. So,
weird.
I'd kind of like to know what happened.
Well, I don't blame you.
Nothing wrong with that. What's his name?
Tony.
Okay, well, here's what we're going to do. We're going to stick you on hold for a second here. We'll grab his number off the air. We will call him, get Tony on the phone, see what's going on with Tony.
Okay, sounds great.
It's the K99.1 FM, 7:30, second date update.
What's happening?
So, Ashley, was it your idea to go for Indian food? Or?
Yeah, well, how'd that come about?
Yeah, I love Indian food, so I suggested it, and I was really surprised that he didn't turn it down, because, I try to suggest that a lot, just to gauge somebody's, interest. And, he was totally into it.
Maybe he ended up not liking it.
Yeah, maybe he'd never been there, didn't know what it was all about.
Possible. I don't know. He, knew what he wanted and wasn't completely thrown off by the menu, so.
Well, there you go. Well, hold on a second here. We'll start dialing Tony's number. Be real quiet once it starts ringing. We're going to see if we can get him on the line here, okay?
Okay.
Hello?
Yo, is this Tony?
Tony.
Yeah, this is Tony. Who's this?
Tony.
It's Nancy and Fry Guy from K99.1 FM.
Hi.
We like your name, Tony.
We do. I'm a big fan of your name.
Tony. How you doing?
I'm doing all right. I listen to you guys all the time. What's going on?
I've never been called
by you guys before.
I know.
That's awesome. Yeah, we appreciate you listening. Well, if you listen all the time, this may come as no surprise. We understand you were out on a date.
Ashley?
Yeah, it's about a couple weeks back. Yeah, did she try to contact you?
Yeah, this is second date, and you're part of it.
Yeah, she said really liked you, and you're kind of blowing her off. What's up?
Okay, look, I thought she was a super nice girl, really pretty, but now I can't even look at this girl. She's nuts. This girl's
what?
What's going on? Let's have the qualification of nuts here.
Yeah.
Look, okay, I've been on a lot of weird dates in my life, but this one takes the cake, right? This girl's nuts. I need to think about even changing gyms for this girl. It's that bad. And that's my place of work, that's my livelihood right there. Now I have to think about that. It's just, this girl, she's just, oh my God, I can't believe this happened.
Did something happen at dinner?
Oh, yeah, let's say, what's going on here?
Look, we went to dinner. It was all nice. I like Indian food. She likes Indian food. We were having a good conversation, and we even decided, you know what? We hate it when people are on their phone during a first date, so we put our phones on the table, and we both put them in the middle, so that way we wouldn't be tempted to talk during the conversation, right? We had a joke about how people do that all
good
the time.
Good idea.
Right?
Good for you guys. That's a great idea.
But I go to the bathroom in the middle of dinner, right? And then when I come back, she is waving my phone in the air saying that she deleted all the contacts in my phone because there's probably an X in there somewhere.
Oh.
Who the hell does that?
No.
Yeah, she thought it was funny or something.
What?
Like all your contacts?
That's totally funny.
Oh, there you go.
All of my contacts. We just met each other. That's nuts. Am I wrong here, Fry? Come on, you gotta back me up.
That's interesting, that's for sure.
Hey, Ashley, what do you think?
Hi, Tony.
There you go.
I think that's completely acceptable. I don't want you, if we're going to be dating, I don't want you to be texting your exes.
Or anyone at all?
Well,
all of my numbers are gone.
The important people, you remember their number.
Anyone of any kind?
Was there some important numbers in there, Tony?
Yeah, there were. My grandmother, for one, who just passed away this past year. I don't know, my parents, my siblings, my family, any of my friends at all.
Yeah, I don't know what I'd do if I lost my contacts. I don't know anybody's number.
Okay, look, if your grandma passed away, then you don't need her phone number anymore. And I'm just saying, There was probably still an X in your phone.
I just shouldn't have anyone in my phone? What, am I just supposed to have a list by hand of everyone's number and call them from a payphone, not even use my cell phone anymore?
Oh, my gosh. You can get people's contacts. It's not that hard.
Yeah, and put it all the way back into my phone again. You know what? It's a personal thing. You don't go into someone's phone. That's like, maybe I should have rifled through your purse and gotten rid of all your makeup and all of your lipstick. Oh, you don't need this. You might be trying to make yourself look good for some other guys.
Yeah.
Look, okay. I just want to know, like, why then you wouldn't answer my call and just tell me that this is why you don't like me?
I don't answer anyone's calls because I don't know anyone's number.
That's fair.
You're not special. I'm sorry. I don't answer the phone for anybody anymore.
Man. I kind of know where this is going, but let's do it just to do it, Fry.
Okay, here's the deal. You both have to say yes right now to make this happen, but we're willing to send you on a second date, a limo. We'll figure out something for you to do, a concert or something like that. Also send you out to dinner, but you both have to agree right now.
Well, I would agree because, like, I like him enough to care that he doesn't talk to his ex. So, I mean, not saying something.
Well, it's going to have to be a no for me because I appreciate my privacy and I like having my contacts in my phone and not being controlled by the woman I'm dating. Just going to throw that out there.
Well, can we just say that we appreciated you answering our call?
Yeah, thanks for answering
thanks,
our
Tony.
Call, Lise.
Well, you're welcome. I trusted in God that this was a good call this morning.
Well, at least maybe you got some closure, finality sort of thing here.
Yeah. Does that help, Ash?
I guess. I don't know. I mean, I really liked him, and I figured that he would appreciate that I cared about him not talking to his exes.
You don't see why that's kind of weird.
You know what, Ashley, I appreciate the thought, but I think you're going to have to find another gym, hon, all right? Because I'm not going to leave my gym because you're coming around, creeping around.
You just
right?
got booted.
Okay, I'm not leaving the gym. So.
Uh-oh.
This is a hold up.
I still have your phone number, so.
Block. It's called block.
You need to find another gym. I'm sorry. That's my place of business. You know, I'm not going to go to your job at that law firm and tell your boss that you're a crazy person.
All right, then. I think we should call it right here.
Yeah, that's good. We appreciate both of your times. Ash, of course, thanks for calling. And Tony, thanks for listening. We appreciate it.
You're welcome.